Chapter 3. A Stormy Day. One day, Squire Gordon had to go on a long journey. John Manley went along with him, and I pulled the cart. There had been a lot of rain, and the wind was picking up. We came to a low wooden bridge which had a toll bar. The man at the gate said the river was rising fast, and he feared it would be a bad night. We crossed safely, but on the way back it was another matter. It was nearly dark, but we could see that the water was over the middle of the bridge. This was not terribly strange, so Squire Gordon wanted to keep going over the bridge. The moment my feet touched the first part of the bridge, I knew it was unsafe. I made a dead stop and would not go on. Squire Gordon encouraged me to continue, but I did not stir. John got down from the cart and tried to lead me forward, but I would not move. Just then, the man at the toll gate on the other side ran out of his house yelling, "Hey there, stop! The bridge is broken in the middle! It's not safe!" Squire Gordon and John were very thankful that I had had the sense not to go over the bridge. Surely, we all would have been carried away by the river if I had obeyed my master. Squire Gordon said, "God has given men reason to figure out things for themselves, but he gave animals knowledge which does not depend on reason. With it, they have often saved the lives of men." When we arrived home, Mistress Gordon was waiting. She had been worried that we might have had an accident. "No, my dear, but if your Black Beauty had not been wiser than we were, we would all have been carried down the river at the wooden bridge," Squire Gordon told her. John took me to the stable and gave me a wonderful dinner of a good bran mash with my oats. I also had a fresh, thick bed of straw to sleep in, which I appreciated because I was tired.